Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are to easily create and attract the joy and well-being and abundance and love and freedom that you desire and literally make all your dreams come true. You'll find tons more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator at my website at zakarin.com and, of course, my YouTube channel and podcast channel, The Master Keys of Creation. All right, so here we go. Why did I come to this world of conflict? Bum, 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 bum. So why did we as immortal spirits come into these physical bodies, into this world of great contrast and conflict? Well, the answer is quite simple. Because great contrast of unwanted things provides great clarity of wanted things, which creates great growth and expansion. Unwanted, undesirable things provide great clarity about how and where to now flow your creative energy to create what you want. In other words, clarity about what you don't want helps you focus on what you do want to then create that desire into physical reality. It gives you clarity and focus where to place your powerful creative energy. Where humanity typically gets stuck is they keep banging the drum of unwanted things and don't focus, don't pivot, and then focus their creative energy upon wanted things. They don't use unwanted things to give them clarity and focus upon wanted things to create more wanted things. They keep preaching about and protesting against the problem, banging the drum of the problem, instead of focusing on the solution to create the solution. And of course they do that because they don't understand that they have the power to create what they want. Or even more simply put, contrast of unwanted things gives you direction, like a GPS signal telling you where to drive, which in an optimal situation is towards what you want, rather than what humanity typically does, which is drive away from what they don't want, or they try to kill what they don't want. But when you try to kill or get rid of unwanted things, you have a tendency to get lost heading down 1,000 pathways, none of which are towards what you want. When you came into these bodies as non-physical souls and jumped into this physical world with all of its contrast of beautiful and hideous things, we all knew that our infallible self-guidance system would always steer us towards what we wanted. We knew that our own source would always guide us towards what we wanted. Or to use the old terminology, we knew that God would always guide us towards wonderful things. And all we had to do was go towards good-feeling things, and we would be connected to our non-physical, unconditionally loving divine nature as source. We were never worried that we would get lost, you know, and go down the proverbial dark path, as it were, because of we knew we had this infallible guidance system that always would guide us to good, fun things. But where humans go wrong is when they listen to and follow the very emphatic and often fear-based and lack-oriented and doubt-oriented guidance of other humans who are supposed to be wise because they are older than us, they speak with supposed authority, and are supposedly knowledgeable and aware. But alas, it is more often than not with humanity's guidance a case of the blind leading the blind. People acting like they know what they're doing, but they really fucking don't. And we are trained as children to follow the guidance of our blind parents and blind teachers and blind preachers and blind politicians and blind bosses, etc. and we are trained to listen to them because they allegedly know best for us, rather than following our own infallible self-guidance system that really knows best, and the infallible self-guidance system that says, if it feels good, do it. Contrary to what humanity says, if it feels good, oh, it must be bad, it must be wrong. And the more a person listens to and follows the limited, fearful, lack-oriented guidance from others, including family, friends, lovers, etc., and disregards their own inner guidance that is always guiding them to goodness, joy, love, infinite well-being, and abundance, the more people get off track from who and what they truly are as divine source. The key is always understanding which direction you are flowing your creative energy in the moment, whether it's towards limitation, hate, lack, victimhood, disempowerment, fear, doubt, prejudice, etc., or love and trust and faith and confidence and joy and abundance and empowerment. We came here as non-physical, immortal souls to look and feel through physical eyes and physical senses on the leading edge of thought and on the leading edge of creation to create new thought and new creations and have new visions and new inspirations and create new things that have never, ever been created before. We did not come here to regurgitate the same crap that our forefathers regurgitated from their forefathers. When we came into these bodies onto this planet Earth, our intention was to interact with the broad spectrum of beliefs and thoughts and prejudices and spiritual beliefs and political beliefs and cultural beliefs, etc., and all of the contrast of unwanted things to give us great clarity about where to flow our creative energy to create what we want and improve reality, to basically evolve this planet. And in the positively creative sense, this focus is towards wanted things, not towards unwanted things. We did not come here to try to change reality or fix something that is broken, because nothing is broken. We came here to create new, wonderful things. We did not come here to change the old world. We came here to create a new world. We came here to take thought beyond where it has never been before. And our inner guidance systems keep us on track towards this intent of new, brilliant, joyful creations completely infallibly all the time. It's just a matter of whether we're listening to that guidance and following good-feeling thoughts, or resisting that guidance and following the fallible guidance of humanity. We came here to experience our great power of creation in action, because there's nothing more delicious and exciting and fun and empowering than to be a non-physical, immortal, unlimited spirit, non-physically, spiritually, creatively, delightfully, joyfully, lovingly focused through a physical body, and witnessing the creation of our physical desires becoming something physical. In other words, turning our desires into things. And without the physical contrast of unwanted things, the experience would not be so tangible and exciting and delicious. It's like how good food is when you're really hungry, as opposed to eating when you have a full stomach. You want that dessert, but you're so freaking full that you can't possibly even think about eating it. The contrast of hunger makes you appreciate the delicious meal. If you're strictly non-physical with very little contrast, well, there are little or no drastic, tangible, big experiences. So you don't really have very many desires for improvement and expansion. Everything is just nonstop bliss with little or no variance from that norm. So jumping into a body really helps you appreciate the blissful alignment of our non-physical selves. So why else did we come here into this world of conflict and diversity and contrast? Well, for the joy and fun and adventure of it. Simply. No other reason. The contrast of unwanted things provides great clarity and focus about what you now want. And where the fun part starts is when you let go of unwanted things and you surrender the fight. And stop resisting and fighting against unwanted things, and you stop fighting against a lack of things that you want, and you finally focus your unlimited, powerful, creative energy upon what you do want. And then actually create those desires into your physical reality because of your very powerful, unlimited focus. And you then delight in your awesomeness. I created that. I'm a freaking legend. And I created that just by focusing on it, just by desiring it, just by allowing it. No other reason. I didn't have to prove myself to get it. I didn't have to worship anyone to get it. I didn't have to please anyone to get it. I just asked for it, and I let it come. I asked, I allowed, I received. That's relishing in your unlimited power. Learn how to relish and imbibe in and eat and grok and enjoy the deliciousness of your unlimited creative power, because you can tangibly feel that power and you can see it at work when you are a conscious, deliberate creator of reality, when you decide you want something and then you just allow it to come and it comes. And there's nothing more fun than feeling your own infinitely creative power of creation. That's one of the main reasons we came here. Your natural state of being is 100% infinite joy, well-being, and abundance. And anytime you feel bad, you are thinking in limited ways and following some sort of guidance that is contrary to your natural state of joy, well-being, and abundance. Something that humanity sold you and you bought. In other words, you're thinking in limited ways. You've stepped out of alignment with your non-physical source frequency and your infinitely creative, unlimited life force. And heading down the proverbial dark path, as it were. This is the Force, young Skywalkers. The Force is your own unlimited power of creation that you have available to you 24/7 in unison with the entire universe of creation, which you are an integral part of and not remotely separate from, that you can use to literally create anything you desire, including your own Millennium Falcon. You do not have to become a Jedi and get Jedi training and swing lightsabers around. You are already a Jedi. You are already a Jedi Master with the ability to just say, hey, Force, I want this. And the Force says, your wish is your command. So the non-physical source you, who is experiencing life in a human body, holds the unlimited, unconditionally loving source frequency for you 24/7. And so do animals and nature and the earth and babies and puppies and kittens. That's why we all love animals and nature and babies so much, because they still hold the source frequency. They haven't strayed from it and adopted limited beliefs and thinking like humans do. And children continue to hold this true nature of their being until humanity starts kicking it out of them. And shaming it out of them, and guilting it out of them, and convincing them to follow their supposed well-meaning guidance rather than their own infallible inner self-guidance system that is always leading them to joy and more fun. Children inherently know how to guide themselves until their parents start usurping their self-guidance system for their own supposed wise guidance, which is often more fear-based oriented and doubt-oriented. But of course, this guidance is misguided. But father and mother do not know best. The best guidance that children know from the very beginning is that life is supposed to be fun and to always go towards more joy and more fun and more love and more pleasure and more ecstasy and more deliciousness and more fun and more fun and more fun. But before too long, ignorant humans start convincing children that life is one big drama and conflict after another. And you got to fight for what you want. You got to prove your worthiness to get what you want. Rather than the truth that life is one big comedy after another. And you don't have to prove anything to get what you want. All you have to do is just have fun and allow. And the universe will give you whatever you want that matches your joy. They convince their children that life and love and spirituality are serious and life and death matters. Everything is a fucking drama on planet Earth. Everything is life and death and mortality and immortality and judgment and it's a jungle out there. It's a jungle out there with more things to be aware of and be afraid of than are fun and loving and joyful. But that's the absolute office. There's more fun things and loving things out there than there are things to be afraid of. So the journey of humans then becomes a daily experience of being in alignment with Source when they feel good and focused positively and in alignment joyfully in unlimited, joyfully abundant ways, or out of alignment when they're feeling bad and focused in limited, fearful and lack-oriented and doubtful-oriented and judgmentally oriented way. So, simply put, you are an unlimited, non-physical, immortal, infinite, divine spirit experiencing life in a human body for the joy and fun of it. No other reason. For the joyful fun of creation. That is why you are here. The purpose of life is joy, not prove your worthiness to some bearded god that is allegedly judging your behavior. You are here to sort through the contrast of unwanted things or less wanted things to give you clarity about what you want so that you can create that into physical reality and then create those desires that match your happiness. In other words, get happy, have fun in enjoying the desire of your, in the deliciousness of your desires, and then allow them to come. You're here to sort through the contrast of unwanted things or less wanted things to give you clarity about what you want and then create those desires into your physical reality for the fun of it, for the power of it, for the joy of it, not to prove anything or learn anything or earn anything, but just because you can and you want to, because you are, you have the complete freedom to create whatever you want. The purpose of life is joy, and the basis of life is complete freedom to create whatever you want. You have the complete power and freedom to create whatever you want. And your delicious desires are the reasons for the adventures of creation, not to amass goodies to somehow prove your worthiness to other humans or prove how ethical or moral you are to some sort of judgmental god, but again, just for the fun of it, because we're really all cosmic children who just want to play every day and have nonstop fun. Because cosmic children just want to have fun. Adults take everything way, way, way too seriously and have bought the list of lies that says everything is serious and life and death or eternal bliss or eternal punishment, which is all complete dinosaur shit. I emphasize, overemphasize dinosaur shit. Imagine that big pile of shit. Nothing serious at all is going on down here on planet Earth or in the physical world at all. Nothing serious is going on because the purpose of life is joy, not prove your worthiness. The purpose of creation is joyful creation. Nothing serious is going on down here because there is no such thing as a judgmental overlord of a god who's insecure and needs you to prove how good you are and worship him, etc. It's all bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. There's no judgmental overlord God that is checking his naughty and nice list every moment of every day to see who gets favor and who gets spanked. That's a big giant pile of childish, fearful T-Rex pile of poop. So it's time to do what you really came to planet Earth to do, and that is to have fun. Stop taking life and money and career and relationships and love and sex and gender and family and careers and children and politics and spirituality and religion, etc. so fucking seriously, because there is no right way to think or believe or act or do, etc. There's no rules. There is no such thing as commandments in the universe. The only commandment is the law of attraction. You and you alone are in charge of your life. Destiny, supposed divine destiny, some sort of divine control from some master overlord, is complete brontosaurus crap. Rules and commandments are big piles of pterodactyl shit. There's only one law in the universe, and that is the law of attraction. I repeat, there's only one law in the universe, and that is the law of attraction. I repeat, there's only one law in the universe, and that is the law of attraction. You create what you're thinking about. Whatever you think about, you create more of. Whatever you're focused upon, you attract more of. Law of attraction states whatever you want, you can have it. Whatever you're focused upon, you're going to get more of it, whether you want it or not. And wherever you focus your unlimited creative power, you'll create more of that and attract more of that. Unconditionally. Whether you like it or not. In other words, the only law of attraction caveat is the law of attraction is completely unconditional in nature. Which means if you focus on unwanted things, the law of attraction will graciously serve you up more unwanted things, because that's where you're focused upon. That's what you're saying to the universe is more important to you than anything else. And if you focus on wanted things, the unconditional nature of the law of attraction will serve up to you more wanted things, because that's where you're focused. That's where your creative power is focused. That is what you are implying to the universe is important to you. So, of course, the unconditional nature of the law of attraction will serve up more wanted things for you. So stop going to the cosmic restaurant and ordering things on the menu that you don't like and don't want. And just order the fun stuff on the menu that you do want and do like. That's why you came to planet Earth. You didn't come to planet Earth to get rid of bad things. You didn't come to planet Earth to fight against evil or fight against the evil cabal, as it were, and somehow vanquish the darkness so that light can prevail. That's another big pile of bullshit. Just enjoy your delicious meal of things that you like, love, and appreciate, which attracts more wonderful things to like, love, and appreciate forever and ever and ever. And remember, you can eat as much dessert, you can eat as much fun, wonderful, blissful, exciting, juicy, delicious things in life as you like, and you won't get fat. You'll just have tons of fun and more fun and more fun and more fun and more fun. And your life will be filled with more love and more joy and more adventure and more excitement and more bliss forever and ever. So I hope you enjoyed my vodcast. Why did I come to this world of conflict? And it has helped you get back on track to your true divine purpose in life, which is to have an absolute shitload of fun creating what you want, enjoying the contrast of life, creating more fun things, experiencing those fun things, experiencing the deliciousness and the sensuality and the sexuality of life. And it helps you let go of all of the bullshit that society sold you, that life and love and relationship and spirituality is one big-ass drama, and you must prove your worthiness and do the right things and say the right things. Let go of that big-ass pile of dinosaur shit, please. And I hope it helped you realize that life is actually one big comedy. Not a big drama and a big conflict and a big war. Life is one big comedy, so make it a comedy. Make it, as I always end my podcasts, make life a holiday. Make life fun. Make life an adventure. That's why you came here. No other reason. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast entitled, what the heck is the name of it? Why did I come to this world of conflict? If you enjoyed this, please share it with your friends to bless them with these amazing teachings. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel and my podcast channel entitled The Master Keys of Creation. There's over 300 amazing videos and podcasts there to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality and live an absolutely immensely joyful life. Come visit me at zakaran.com for lots more self-empowering goodies as well. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to my podcast. My name is Zakaran, and I help success and joy-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. And I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. Remember to make life a holiday. Remember to make life an adventure. Remember to make life a shitload of fun. Woohoo!